Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday afternoon. You know, a lot of the reads that I have in front of me are to tell me about 94.9 Game 2 being the official radio home of the Nashville Soccer Club. Yeah, that game's not happening in Toronto. They're not going to be playing for a month. Let's see. Let's check another readout. Hey, the NCAA tournament's just around the corner. You ought to go to thegamenashville.com. Sign up for the brackets.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I think we'll hold off on that. Not sure there's going to be brackets.
Can we, on this show, because, look, we're in the mode of we got to figure out what we're going to do here in the next few days. If the NCAA tournament is canceled, I think we need to come up with a bracket of 64 of the all-time college basketball great teams, and then we can vote on that and have some fun with it.
Then what will we do in the summertime?
Yeah, well.
We're already stealing summertime.
I know. That's a June topic right there.
More brackets
Break
for other sports.
Break out your June topics. Let's go.
Hey, more brackets for other sports. Bracket Mania will last over a course of months.
NFL
this
Mount
year.
Rushmore. We'll get into that.
Oh, yeah. List. Lots of lists.
Trivia.
I'll say it again. I've been throwing it out there, and a lot of people have been reacting. Let's play memorable Predators games.
That might be happening.
Into the run to the Stanley Cup Final. And I'm just saying. And a lot of people have said, heck yeah. Martin, what's up?
So I was playing with the idea of the scenario being that the current standings in the NHL lead directly into the playoffs, that if that were the case, do you think they would actually keep the actual standings? Or because of the fact that some teams have played 71, 70, and 69 games, that they take the teams that have played 69 or 71, divide the number of points that they have per game, add those two games and those two points. If they did that, it would push Winnipeg out, put the Preds up in the first wild card spot and have Vancouver Canucks be the second wild card spot. What do you think the possibility is of them making that kind of mathematical adjustment, which does seem logical? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Well, thanks. I would say, Martin, you're way too smart for this show. So let's just start there.
Yeah, my head hurts after that.
I've got a headache. That's way too much schooling. Is there going to be a quiz on what you just said? I hope not.
Hope not.
In all seriousness, I think he brings up an interesting point. The Predators have played 69 games. Vancouver's played 69 games. Minnesota has played 69 games. Winnipeg has played 71 games. So the Predators, the Canucks, the Wild have two games in hand on Winnipeg. And a lot of the other teams have played 71 and 70 games. So, with that being said, I'm just throwing this out there. If baseball is willing to do one-game playoffs, would maybe the NHL have the teams battle it out?
So do some play-in games is what you're saying?
Some play-in games? I don't know how you make that work.
I don't hate that idea. Okay.
It's a little crazy and a little out there, but...
Let's take the West, for instance. So, I would say... So, are you saying, like, for the wild card, if you did, like, Chicago versus Winnipeg, Nashville versus Arizona, Vancouver versus Minnesota?
I guess what I'm saying is, it's not... To kind of Martin's point, is it really fair... Now, it's fair because the Predators are in. So we would be very biased in all this because they're in. But wouldn't Vancouver say, now, wait a minute. Winnipeg got to play two more games than us and they get to play in the playoffs? Well, we're only 2 points behind them. And they've got two more games on us. And Nashville gets to be ahead of us. Although, they don't really have a case there because they played the same amount of games.
Yeah.
And Nashville's row is better. But Minnesota can stand up and say, now, wait a minute. Winnipeg is 3 points in front of us, and they've played two more games. We don't think that's fair. They've played two more games than us. I guess Winnipeg would be kind of who everybody would be picking on, right?
Yeah.
Because you could say, well, they're in the playoffs because they got two more games.
Well, that's why I say instead of – so you keep the – I kind of say keep the top three in each division the same. You just say.
So would you let Nashville, Vancouver, and Minnesota play two more games?
Like regular season games?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Arizona has played one less, but they're way out. They're not even at the cut line. See, Nashville, Vancouver, and Minnesota are all separated by a point.
Yeah.
Winnipeg, throw them in there with those other three that I just mentioned. They're all separated by 3 points. So do you let the three teams that have played two less games play two games and then see if Winnipeg is deserving to be in there or not? I don't know.
Well, you could do that. You could basically say everybody needs to get to 72.
We make time
where everybody gets to 72. And then you go that way.
And then the standings are as.
Yeah. Or you say, this is fun because this is what you're going to hear the next few days. Just pulling things out of thin air to see what happens. You keep the top three in each division.
Thank goodness you said thin air.
Yeah, I know. You keep the top three in each division how they are. You just say, all right, St. Louis wins the Central, Vegas wins the Pacific. I'm just talking about the West right now. But then.
But can you do that? Vancouver is going to say, wait a minute. Calgary's played one more game, and they are 1 point ahead of us for that third spot in the Pacific. Hold the fort. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
they're 1 point behind Calgary, who's in the third spot in the Pacific, and Vancouver currently is not even in the playoffs, and they're 1 point out from the third spot in the division. But yet, don't even find themselves in a wild card spot. And they've played one less game than Calgary.
Wayne Beggarly on Twitter says, good news, I have two tickets to the Preds-Coyotes game in Phoenix for sale.
It's Glendale.
Or Glendale, yeah.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, I have your answer right here. Actually, Grover put it out there a little while ago. He said, if the NHL eventually decides to cancel the remaining of the regular season with the start of the playoffs ending, points percentage could be the deciding factor on who would get in, who doesn't. Frank Silava said it would be St. Louis, Colorado, Dallas Central, Vegas, Edmonton, Vancouver, and the Pacific. Wild card one would be Nashville. Wild card two would be Calgary. Winnipeg and Minnesota would be out.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what we're trying to figure out. Nobody knows how this is going to be played out.
I think the biggest way to do the best way to do this is you got to get everybody to the same amount of games.
Yeah. I don't think it's fair.
So if you have to set a number,
come up with a new system, and you've got unfair balance of games played. Hard to do. And a little unfair.
We'll ask Elliot.
How do you tell teams that honestly have played two more games than somebody else? You're in, they're out.
Because looking at the standings right now, no team has played above 71.
Correct.
So that's kind of my, do you have time to get to say, all
right. That's why I think what you said, 72 is a good marker because that allows 10. The 71 teams to at least play one more game.
Yep. And look, if all of a sudden here in a week or so we're getting a, hey, all clear, then everybody can, get in a room and say, okay, well, we're going to be able to come back sooner than we anticipated. Then you can do more. But get everybody to the same number, get the games even. So whether it's 72, 74, I don't know.
All right, we'll come back with Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet. On the other side of Darren Donick and Chase, that's next. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside, and I suspect now we'll have Willie alongside tomorrow with us because the team is going to be heading back home. Tonight I will not have pregame for you at 5. Pete and Hal will not have the broadcast for you, the play-by-play duties for you at 6 at puck drop because the Leafs and the Predators are not going to happen. Elliot Freeman is on the line with us from Sportsnet. We've been watching his coverage on mute. And Elliot, I thought you did a fantastic job on mute. It really looked good from our studios.
I got to say, that was a lot funnier than that depressing intro you just made for this segment.
I know. So, you know what's crazy is this has been a crazy week of shows. I mean, just the layers and how this has changed. I mean, think about if you joined us every day at 1 o'clock, how every day the conversation would have been completely different.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we've been kind of discussing all day today is just how quickly this changed. You know, I was working last night up here in Canada. We were televising the Winnipeg-Edmonton game, and it's amazing how quickly it went. But, you know, you don't have to be a sports fan, guys, to understand how jarring and significant that 30 minutes were, where we went from Jazz game canceled to Tom Hanks announcing on Twitter that he and Rita Wilson had tested positive for COVID-19 to the basketball player Gobert being reported he had a positive test, to the NBA suspending the season. Like, I got to tell you guys, I still have no idea what happened in that game last night. Like, we were so – it was such a whirlwind, and the storyline was so crazy that our heads were spinning. And I think that's the thing that's most amazing to us, is how quickly the story changed and how it went from – hey, maybe we can find a way to play, to maybe we can find a way to play without fans in the building, to, you know what, we're not going to be playing and there's no way we can play. And I think what a whirlwind night it has been for sports fans and just generally people in North America.
I thought you described it well. Just think about what you just said. All that has happened while we were off the air. We were done. So that happens last night. And today, since we've been on, before we got on, since we've been on, NHL has canceled their season. MLS has postponed their, well, actually I should say postponed, not canceled. All these have postponed their season, MLS for 30 days. All the conference basketball tournaments, oh, by the way, the SEC basketball tournament was taking place at Bridgestone Arena. They played last night, and they were supposed to tip at noon today. All that gets shut down. The NCAA tournament, most suspect, is probably going to, you know, embrace for the worst. It's maybe not going to happen. Just think about all the stuff that's just happened in the last 2 or 3 hours today on top of last night.
And you're on TV right now, Elliot, while we talk to you. That's impressive.
You know, that is pretty good. I've got to tell you, I'm usually not that talented. you know, I think it's really unbelievable. I mean, there are days you remember in your life for how absolutely crazy they are, and this is going to be one of them. Like, unfortunately, it's not for great reasons, because the news is something we all don't want to have to deal with, but we're all going to look back at this, and we're going to remember this day, because it was so hugely significant. I mean, like, I was sitting there this morning. First of all, I couldn't believe when I heard that the Players was going to be played, the golf. I was shocked at that. And then initially, people were talking about, hey, we're going to continue playing some of these tournaments, the basketball tournaments, like the conference championships. I couldn't believe that. And then all of a sudden, we got into a situation where it just common sense prevailed. And, you know, I think that, like, there's a, like, I just don't see how anybody could have thought we were going to avoid what we got. And, you know, I just hope as a human being, I know that I'm going to spend the next couple weeks at home as much as I possibly can. And I hope if people don't have to work, that they do the same thing, because if we want our lives to get back to normal as quickly as possible, it's going to mean we're all going to have to go home and do the right things and keep ourselves clean and socially distance ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. So we were discussing before we brought you on, okay, so a lot of people are wondering, how are the NBA – let's just start with the first thing that I threw out. Do you believe the NBA and the NHL will work together, work accordingly on how to come back and address the remainder of their regular season? The NBA has a little bit more, like a handful more games, because they start a little bit later than the NHL, where the NHL is more in the 69, 70, 71 games. NBA is more 64, 65, mid-60s range. Do you think they're going to work together on come back and play the remainder of the regular season, come back and play a couple games, don't play any regular season games at all? Do you think they're going to work together, or do you think they're going to do their own thing?
I think they will. I think what they will work together on is timing of when to come back. That's when I think. I think all of these leagues. Like when you look at it earlier this week, and they announced their new media policy, they all did it at the same time on the same letterhead. That release had the NHL logo, baseball's logo, basketball's logo, and the MLS, the soccer logo. That says to me, they're all working in concert. They're all working with the same information. So I think what you'll see them all work on together is the timelines. That's what I think they'll do. However, what I heard today the NHL told its teams was, we are willing to consider all options for what happens. Like if we come back in 3 weeks, do they push everything back and say we're starting again and we're finishing the season and we go from there? Or do they say, you know what? Like, I think they're willing to be creative. I think they're willing to be creative with how the playoffs would work, how many teams might get in. Like, I'll tell you, if I was in charge, what I would do is this. I would say, look, these are all the teams that are in the playoffs right now. And these are all the teams that still have a chance to make the playoffs. And you'd look at the standings. Like, for example, where you guys are in Nashville, you guys wake up today, you're in the second wild card, even though the games are not necessarily all equal. I would take the 8 teams, including yourselves, that can make the playoffs, that are in the playoffs, and I would take the next 3 teams. I would take Vancouver, I'd take Minnesota, and I'd take Arizona. And in the East, I'd look at the 8 teams that are in, and I'd take a look at the next 3 teams, all of who have a reasonable chance to make it, the Islanders, the Rangers, and Florida. And I'm giving and I'm creating like a different kind of playoffs. I'm looking for ideas. Do you give buys to a couple of teams and then say, okay, to fill out the bracket, there's a 2-game series, one team hosts both games, total goals, the team with the most goals after those 2 games, they go in to move into the next round of the playoffs. That's what I would do. But I'm willing to create, think about other ideas. I think when we come back out of this, guys, people are going to be so starved for sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Do something different. Do something creative. Build on that excitement. And I think the NHL will be willing to consider this.
I actually like that. So you're saying don't come back and play any more regular season games. Come back and have a new playoff format. And all the teams that are right there on the bubble, or at least the outside looking in, you go on and throw them in too, and you just start up a playoffs and have some higher seeds get buys. Is that what I heard?
Well, yeah. If you're thinking, like, the playoffs are supposed to start April 8th, I believe it is.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a month. Okay? So if you want to, I know they've started asking about to their teams, do you want to go into later June? Do you want to go into July? And I get that because, you know, they're trying to figure out how deep a timeline you want to go. But let's just say your timeline says you're coming back around the time the playoffs start and you don't want to push back, then why not try something like that?
I'm with you on that, Elliot, because I think that we've had so many conversations about this current playoff format, and you have some that like it, some that don't. And, you know, a lot of teams, a lot of rivalry teams are playing, you know, in the first or second round because of it. They now have a built-in excuse to try something different. And I think that could...
I agree.
I think sports could experiment now with their playoff formats in order to get it in this year, and it could be something they like moving forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, there have been teams, guys, who've been screaming that you need an additional kind of play-in round because they think it will help their ticket sales. You can sell it to your market. Hey, we at least got to this point in the playoffs. And the other thing too is I think the fans would love it. Like one of the best days of the year, wild card football weekend. one another really good. Like the, I find the first round of the NHL, of sort of the Major League Baseball playoffs, with that one play-in game or wild card game, I think they're fantastic. So what my this is my personal belief is, okay, let's say it's Nashville, Minnesota. Okay, you guys, whoever has more points, I think right now it's you guys. So Minnesota comes to Nashville, you play on back-to-back nights. The higher-seeded team gets both home games. You play on back-to-back nights, first game, 60 minutes, no overtime, whatever the score is. So even if it's tied, that's fine. You start tied the next night. Second game, if it's still tied, you play sudden death. But most goals in the two games wins and goes on to the next round. I think fans would love that. I think TV viewers would love that.
Hmm. Okay, along those lines, would you also think this would be a window for the NBA and the NHL to also experiment? To your point, let's say they both come back and say, yeah, we're good on the regular season. We're going to start up our playoffs. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people have been saying, you don't need 82, okay? Play 70. And the NHL mm-hmm. is right at that number. Do you think this is also where the league goes, you know what? You know, the playoffs, we came back, was a big hit the way we did it. And nobody's screaming for those other 12 regular season games. Do you think it's also where they have that discussion of a shorter regular season?
I doubt it. And the okay. reason I would say I doubt it is, you know, teams like to fill their buildings. So if you lose six nights, that's six nights that your building is dark. Teams, that's six home nights at least anyway. I don't think teams like that. And also, are the players then taking, I mean, whatever the percentage is, from 82 to 70, are they taking that percentage of a pay cut?
Good point.
All right, so here's my next question for you, Elliot, because okay. let's say that they come back and they just pick up where they left off and everything stays formatically the same way, and the league decides, all right, we're going to move into July. Every contract reads July 1st, that or June 30th or whatever it is at 11:59, that the contract expires if you're a unrestricted free agent. Do they need to get lawyers involved to change the wording in contracts? How does that all work?
I think this would be seen as an exceptional circumstance, and everybody would work together to figure out all that stuff. Like, I think they've been talking about this kind of thing for a few days now. Like I understand that there have been some discussions. Like last week, at the last day of the GM meetings was Wednesday, and I know they talked about it, and guys told me that, you know, they sense that the league and the Players Association had already started talking about this kind of stuff. So I think all of that stuff would be negotiated, and I think everybody recognizes that this is a unique situation, and I think they would also simply say, we have to do what's best to make, to, you know, everybody's going to take a financial hit here, right? So you've got to do what you can to make sure it works for everybody, to lessen the blow as much as possible.
Do you know, we were laughing before we brought you on. We hope your scenario is right and that they come back and they just start up with the playoffs, because we were laughing as, you know how many, you know, every year this time of year we say, if the playoffs started today, well, actually, this would be mm-hmm. true. You know, every time we've said that, if the playoffs started today, we would actually be right. So, you know, it would actually have meaning behind it when we say it.
God, you know what? I hope we can look back at this and laugh someday, because, you know, like, this sucks. Like, it sucks for people. This is supposed to be our diversion, and, you know, it's too bad. It really is too bad.
I said the playoffs ending. The playoffs started today. It's been a long week.
We knew what you meant.
Let's finish up with this. And by the way, we really appreciate you coming on. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate you guys being flexible.
Sure. Are you kidding? Absolutely. So what do you think is the next piece of news to come out of the NHL? When do you think we will know something else?
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing in the release from the league today that really stood out to me was, it looks like they're probably expecting some of their players to be exposed, right? So I think we're going to wait to see if anything like that happens. But I think, unfortunately, the next news is probably something like that. that really stuck out to me in the release. That says to me that they're worried about that kind of thing being a factor. But with the 14-day period and these generally being very healthy athletes, I think you'd be optimistic for something like that. But I think other than that, the next news will be maybe some ideas they're having for when the season resumes.
We'll always remember that.
Does the AHL come out with something today at some point? Because I haven't seen anything from them.
They sent out a release already. If you check the NHL PR Twitter feed,
okay,
there is a statement there.
Okay.
It's there.
And I'm assuming they're just following suit.
I would think.
Shut everything down.
Oh, yeah. They've announced it, yes.
Well, it'll be easy for us to always remember this conversation, Elliot, because it was on the day of the Predators and the Leafs were supposed to play in Toronto. So, well, that'll be easy reference point.
I know. So depressing that we missed those games, eh? Mm. Oh, man. Those are good games.
No doubt about it. Hey, we really, really appreciate you doing this today. Great job, as always, and we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Hopefully this isn't too long, and we can get back to talking about the fun stuff.
Amen to that. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Take care, guys.
Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet, 31 Thoughts, Hockey Night in Canada. He does it all, and on a day where he is stretched thin, okay? He is all over the place. He still made time for us, and we appreciate that. He's brought to you every week by Kerry Zier, Remax Elite. We will come back more of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side, but right now I want to talk to you about USS. United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994, and they've got a lot of satisfied residential customers. How about 18,000, more than 18,000 satisfied homeowners? And with all this rain, and man, have we had a lot of rain, is it ever going to go away and come back another day? Maybe you've discovered bowing basement walls or standing water in a crawl space or musty odors or rot in floor joists, condensation on ductwork, or cracks in basement floors. These are all signs that something's going on with your house. And you may be saying, why is my house wet? Well, maybe you have poor drainage. Maybe you've got water seeping through walls. Maybe you've got underground pressure that's forcing water into your basement. There's a lot of reasons why this could be happening to your house. But how about as a homeowner, you pick up the phone and you get the experts out to your house? They believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation and their integrity. They'll give you a free estimate on what's going on. They're locally owned and they're licensed and insured. And as a homeowner, that should get your attention. That number to get USS out to your place, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. You can always go to their website, usstn.com. That's usstn.com. As they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS. Well, the kaboom news continues. The NFL spring owner meetings have been canceled down in Palm Springs, which is appropriate for the spring owner meetings. But here's the kaboom. In case you're wondering if there was going to be an NCAA tournament this year, Kansas and Duke has informed the NCAA, yeah, we're out.
Yeah, we're good.
Thanks. But you can leave us out of your selection show if there is one, but we're out. So good luck with the NCAA tournament happening.
Yeah, Duke and Kansas essentially announcing that they're suspending all athletics right now, and that's their way of saying, hey, we're good. We're not going to play in it.
Yeah, in just a second, we will head up to Toronto. We really appreciate Elliot Freeman for joining us. Good conversation with him. Bicycle Boy is on the line. He was. We just didn't have time to get to. Elliot was on there, so we had to head to the break. What's up?
Well, here's my idea. Well, it's actually not my idea. It's one of my seatmates' idea, Andrew. Why don't we just go to 5-game playoffs for the first two rounds? We've done it in the past. That they ought to do it permanently, but that would shorten the playoff time. And then if you need to take the last two games of everybody's schedule off, which would make the games even at the end of the regular season if you did that.
So you're saying come back, play the regular season games remaining minus two, is that what you said? And then start five games?
Yeah, Yeah, and then the first two rounds of the playoffs will be five-game series, which they have done in the past.
For the first two rounds before conference final. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if in the past if they've done the first two rounds as five or the first round as five, but for this year, do the first two rounds, five-game series.
That is interesting. Hey, anything else?
That's it for today. Tell all those people in town from the SEC tournament to go volunteer to help clean up the tornado mess.
Yeah, that is a good point. Thanks for the call. I think probably a lot of them have just exited stage left.
I would think so.
My guess. I would say, as I brought up earlier, driving in this morning, it felt like circa 1998 in Nashville.
It did.
It was eerie. And I suspect downtown is going to feel like 1998.
Yeah, I mean,
this weekend.
Look, I would imagine. Yeah, a lot of people are just going to stay in, and which I don't think that's a horrible idea.
Let's head back up to Toronto one last time. Willie D is standing by. Willie, Elliot Freeman had a pretty interesting suggestion about all the teams that are in the mix. You know, those bubble teams on the outside looking in. You know. Throwing a little reference that you can get to, Willie Brackets, that you can understand. Vancouver, Minnesota, Arizona in the Western Conference, and I believe he said, New York, both New York teams and Florida in the East. Come back and just start up the playoffs, but add those teams. They're in, and maybe you give you reward a couple of the higher seeds in each conference with buys.
Well, I heard him say something along those lines last night. I watched pretty much continuous coverage on TSN. You know, it's really interesting. Major League Baseball has suspended operations, but there is a spring training game that was actually going on between the Blue Jays and the Pirates down in Florida that got underway before they officially suspended. There's crowds there and everything down in Bradenton. And so Sportsnet, the network that Elliot is a part of, was televising that game. So it's so bizarre to watch all this go down. Meanwhile, you have this gigantic announcement on TSN that the league reports. So there's really two parts of this, right? What Elliot's putting forth is on the table, which I think is on the table with any number of scenarios. The TSN guys had their own thing. You know, would it be something that you would try to finish some sort of regular season? The word pause could mean so many things. You know, could pause mean a couple of weeks? Or realistically, is it going to be a lot longer than that? And if so, how deep in the summer would you be willing to play? You know, I guess one of the pieces of news that came out was that they're trying to check the building availability in NHL markets up through July. So, you know, they might be willing to push it back that far. So you have all the hockey stuff, all the things that you would hope to happen just to be ready to do when the time comes. And then you had another strand of news up here, and I don't know what it's been like on ESPN, but they have had some clips from some things that took place on ESPN SportsCenter and other sports. But there are a lot of people who are the health experts that are saying, you know, the idea of a pause for a couple weeks is really not very realistic, that this realistically could go on a lot longer than that before you could actually have a chance to play. Because we're just starting to wrap our arms around this. And this is one of the great things about sports is, you know, up until an NBA player tested positive, I think we were all kind of in our own world of, well, I guess we'll be all right. You know, we're still playing business as usual. I don't have it. Nobody I am around has it, so we'll be okay. But maybe this was the shock to have everybody kind of focus in on this on a different level. So that's sort of the narrative that I'm hearing up here on the TSN side of things, although we all really want to have all of our sports back as soon as possible. The question is, when is the appropriate time to do that? But in terms of all of those scenarios, Darren, that Elliot was throwing out there, that's one way to look at it. There's a lot of different things that I think are on the table based on what they're saying.
Well, because I think he's thinking more along the lines of what you just put out there. I think he's thinking more along the lines of 3 to 4 weeks before this thing picks back up, as opposed to, you know, people who think it's just going to be a couple of weeks. So,
let me say what they were saying on TSN. Okay, these were guys on the health side of things who had to talk to the health experts. And based on what's happening in other countries in the soccer world, they're saying it's more realistic that it's 13 to 14 weeks. Now, that's just what they were saying up on TSN, but this is based on what health experts are telling them. So all of this information has to be filtered, processed, and hopefully you make the right decision going forward here. But there's so many other things in the meantime that I think they're all trying to sort out. The Board of Governors call was very short, according to the reports. Nobody had any issue with pausing the season, so now everybody's going home. But then you start getting into all these things. Well, are you allowed to come to your rink? Are you allowed to practice? What about trying to test all the players? Do all the players have to stay away from everybody else? What if you've been traded from a team, like, for example, Corbin Holzer or Matt Irwin, the two players that were exchanged in Nashville's only NHL trade? Can they go back to their families, or do they have to stay in the city that they were traded to? You know, these are all questions that everybody's going to have, and the league is going to have to work diligently over the next several hours, several days to try to sort it all out.
Yeah, to your 13 or 14 weeks. I mean, the MLS right now has been the most aggressive sports franchise to come out and say 30 days. I mean, they've come out and said
right. A
month. The AHL has also followed the NHL's lead, and they are suspending everything. Everybody is suspending everything other than the TSSAA, which has come out and said, you know what, tomorrow's action will be in front of no one, but we're going to play. Which my guess is they're going to have to rethink it, come out of their cave, and realize all of sports is shutting down. They might want to follow suit. Just saying.
Well, then there's also what will happen beyond the world of sports, right? Will there be something that comes down from the very top saying, hey, everything's got to be off, whether you want it to be or not? It's not going to be up to you. So that's another scenario that is possible. You know, there's just a lot of people that are finding more and more out about, you know, the coronavirus and how it's spread, who has it, how do you know that you had it? And this was the thing that was pointed out a lot in watching. The young man Donovan Mitchell, is that his name? The teammate of Rudy
yes.
Gobert?
Mm-hmm.
He was suited up, ready to play last night. You know, he wasn't feeling sick at all. So he's ready to go in there and play an NBA game. And he obviously had the virus last night. He didn't know it. But Rudy Gobert is sitting out because of illness. He's ready to take the court before they stop the game. So that's just the kind of thing you wonder. Are there other players, are there other people that have it, that don't know they have it, and are, you know, spreading it around potentially to others? These are the things we're just trying to wrap our arms around on a bigger level here. And it's not just a sports thing, but again, through our lens as a sports talk show, maybe this is what we all need to educate us just as people on what's going on here.
Well, I mean, just think about it on your end. I mean, Callie Yarncroak and Ryan Johansson, and I'm trying to think, is there anybody else I'm missing, have just been out because of an illness, right? I mean, they've been out sick. And I think Alexander Radulov against the Preds, right, he missed because of an illness. And now you do wonder in these NHL locker rooms, you know, what did that mean when they were sick? Does it mean anything? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but that's what teams are going to have to figure out.
It's a really interesting point. And I have no knowledge about any particular player that you mentioned. But Gary Bettman did say, in his statement from the league, that he said there is a very good chance that there is an NHL player out there that has it. It's just the odds are that somebody probably has it. You know, just and that's a reality. We don't want it to be true. We hope it's not true, but that's what we have to try to turn and find out. And the attention is really going to be focused, I think, a lot in the coming days around the country, is on testing people. Right, and getting the tests out there, making them available to everybody. That's going to become a huge, huge thing.
Jeff Goodman put out there 15 minutes ago that Duke and Kansas had pulled out of the tournament. Now he's come back and said Kansas has not pulled out of the NCAA tournament as of yet, but Duke has. So, I mean, I think that's going to be leading to – we know it's going to get postponed. I just think they're waiting. But it's crazy to hear, Willie – you know, of the NCAA tournament, like you guys were talking about, and the bubble teams of just pulling themselves out, taking it out of the NCAA's hands, that shows you just where this is at now.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw what the Ivy League did. You know, they basically said
they're done with sports, you know, right now.
Right, exactly. They were the first to say our tournament is off, our basketball tournament. But then they went to the next step and said the spring sports are off. You know, and I know that is, you know, really hard to swallow, especially if, let's say, you're in your last year of eligibility and you pitch for Cornell or you pitch for Dartmouth or Princeton. You know, to hear that has got to be really, really tough. But maybe the Ivy League was ahead of the curve here. We don't know what's coming, right? We just don't know, you know, what decisions are going to have to be made. You know, Major League Baseball is sitting there. You know, they've got a couple weeks left in spring training, but what happens along those lines? That's another question going forward.
Well, I know I don't know if you know your travel plans, but I guess we're going to see you tomorrow. Is that the plan, Willie?
And should we see you tomorrow?
Well, if all goes according to plan, and this is, you know, league wide, all of the teams, and there were supposed to be 10 games tonight, so there are 10 teams on the road that are basically cleared to go home, and so that is the plan up here, is that we'll be gathering, and I know that there's still, like I said, a lot of logistical things that the players need to be informed about, and I think the Players Association is talking as well. And so they'll convene, I think, as a group, players and coaches, and then we will head back. And you guys have a better idea than me, but I know there's some serious weather concerns again in our area, so hopefully that doesn't complicate things.
Yeah, there's a tornado watch until 5 was the last I saw. I am curious. I know in one of the times we talked to you, Darren asked about what the players thought, and if you've talked to the players, I am curious of what the mood's going to be like when you guys do get on the plane. Because I'm sure this is all, I mean,
eerie.
It's eerie, and you have these athletes that are used to competition. The Preds are very much in a playoff race right now. You know, they were thinking they were going to play tonight. Now they're not. I mean, I'm just very, very curious of what the mood of that room is going to be like.
Sure. And you know, they're people like we are, right? And I can just tell you my perspective has changed a lot, right? And 24 to 48 hours. I'm sure you guys are the same, right? Where I think we were all, and you guys said this morning, right? The first time I came on, and remember the first time you guys had me on earlier in the show, the SEC was ready to have games today.
Yep.
Right? They were going to play even after the NBA's cancellation. You see what has changed. We said it a couple hours ago that this is a fluid situation, and every few minutes there seems to be another change in the way of thinking. But I can tell you that I've changed, right? It's just sports is becoming less important in my mind, right? As it was 24 hours ago, and I was like, boy, I hope we get to play, and I hope they get a chance to win, and then they can go on, you know. But now it's just you just have to put it aside. You know, this is bigger than sports.
Willie, we thank you for joining us. It is going to be weird coming back. We're going to scrub down your area, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Willie. Be safe.
Willie Donick up in Toronto as the team will head for the airport a little bit later today and head back home as the NHL season has been postponed.
I guess he won't do a bubble watch tomorrow.
I was going to say, Willie Brackett's probably no need for that.
We'll create our own tournament of something. It's about to get creative up in here.
We've had a different show, obviously, but there's been constant and very fluid stories and constant breaking news. I'm not sure what more we're going to have tomorrow.
I'm bringing my Xbox in. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
Oh, okay.
We'll get a video game tournament going.
Elijah's telling us the helicopters are landing. We must exit stage left. You have a great rest of your Thursday. Be safe. We appreciate all the participation and everybody listening today. We will be back at it tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Who knows what will have happened by then, but we'll see you then.